Hi friends, I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. I am waldoreedy@gmail.com. Please feel free to contact me if you have a critique. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 14, 2026. The solar lunar date is Sivan 29, 57, 86. So we are continuing now in the 10th chapter of Hosea and verse 1. Most powerful prevails, that of course is the meaning of the phonetic word Israel, was a luxuriant vine. It yielded fruit to him. It increased his fruit for the platforms according to the abundance for the result. They made phalli. So although Supreme favored his people, they made phalli. No, that's an erect penis type of symbol. They made phalli according to the prosperity for his land. In other words, the more he prospered us, the more we got into idolatrous paganism. Verse 2, their heart is divided. Yeah, we just sort of like Scrooge McDuck, bask in the wealth that he has given us and abuse it by being immoral and idolatrous. Now they trespass. So we did trespass against our Supreme, our Creator. He will break the neck of the platform. So he's going to smash these platforms. This is the religious paraphernalia that we have in the major religions like atheism and Christianity and Islam. He will deal violently with their phalli. He does not like anyone sticking a finger in his face. And that's what we've been doing. Verse 3, now they will say, we have no ruler for us. It's going to be a difficult time ahead. This is also talking about a past event that was rather lengthy. But it is just more than that, talking about a time today facing Israel and Judah. He will deal violently with their phalli. Now they will say, we have no ruler for us. We have not revered Originator. They're beginning to recognize that they have not revered Supreme. And that's pretty never the way to go. What we need to do, of course, is always accept the authority of Supreme. And that means we must revere him. No one else. I know we go around and call men reverend or women now. What could ruler accomplish for us? What would have happened if we had trusted Supreme? That's a very good question, because we would be immortal in the near future if we trusted him for the last thousands of years. The first two humans missed out on that opportunity for immorality even much earlier. Verse 4, they state statements to denounce emptiness, to to cut a pledge. Interesting. These people are emphatically doing the wrong thing. Ethnic sprout like a poison plant on a field's furrows. We have great ethics. We think murdering children is okay if we call it abortion. Well, it's never okay, no matter what you call it. Verse 5, watching places inhabitants. Watching place is the term for Israel after Judah broke off from them. And we need to understand that's the term that Supreme gave it. And the actual word is shomaron. It's correctly or incorrectly translated in various ways. Shomaron means watching place, but it's usually translated Samaria, which is not really correct. It's just another bad guess, let's say. Watching places inhabitants have dread for place of nothing's heifer. His people will mourn over it. His thrown down ones rejoice over it, over its splendor, because it departed from it. Remember, they did this little image when they came out of Egypt. Now here they were at the other end, about to leave their luxurious accommodations of centuries. Be taken away from that. That happened anciently, and it will happen right now too. Verse 6, it will be carried to level plain. That's Assyria. A gift to contentious ruler. Productive worthless. That is, of course, a meaningful expression for the phonetic word Ephraim. Will receive shame. Most powerful prevails. As I said, that's Israel phonetically. Will be put to shame from his counsel. We're going to understand how terribly wrong we've been throughout the whole of the nations of Israel. Watching places ruler will cease like the twig on the surfaces of waters. That's sort of a watching places symbolic of the defunct Israel, the has-been Israel, the replacement when Israel was removed. Verse 8, nothingness high plays, most powerful prevails, offense will be destroyed. He thinks of this religious confusion we have as nothingness high plays. He just doesn't think much of religion. He has little or no use for any of the nonsense that we have widespread worldwide, and not just in the nations of Israel. Most powerful prevails, offense will be destroyed. Thorn bush and thistles will grow up on their platforms. They will tell mountains, you must hide us. I think we've heard of that prediction from even some of the newer writings. They tell hills, that's the elliptical for they tell, you must fall on us. Verse 9. Most powerful prevails. You missed the target from the days of hell. They stood there. Will not a battle against sons of guilt in hell reach them? Sons of guilt, that's talking about the criminal minds that we are. I think a lot of times we use the term sons of God or son of God. The word should properly be guilt, sons of guilt. We are sons of guilt. We are criminals. We deserve death. We'll have to come to grips with that, or we will die. Verse 10, I will correct them. Very interesting word. I know he's corrected me. Has he corrected you? I will correct them in my desire. He desires to see us renovated and changed. It means we have to be being changed now. People will gather against them to bind for two of their depravities. So there'll be punishment. Verse 11, productive worthless, is a trained heifer fond of trampling. Whatever that means, it's not anything good. It's disgusting. I passed over her pleasant neck. I will mount and ride productive worthless. He's going to take charge of punishing us. Praise originator will plow, heel will harrow for himself. Praise originator is the phonetic word Judah. Heel is the phonetic word Yaakov. Heel will harrow for himself. That's a farming expression. Verse 12, you yourselves will disseminate ethics. You will harvest goodness for your mouth. You will till your untilled ground. It is time to seek eternal originator until he comes. We're very close to that time. So it's time to be corrected. He will teach correctness to you. Verse 13, you have harrowed what is wrong. We've been farming the wrong operation. You've harvested guilt. Yeah, when you harrow crime, you harvest guilt. You ate a result of deception. We've been deceived. You trusted in your way with the abundance of mighty men. It's a reference to our demonized, intoxicated nonsense. Verse 14, an uproar will arise in your people. All of your fortifications will be devastated, like fire service devastation of Mighty One's ambush place in battle day. This is not the choices we should be making. These are the lessons we better learn. A woman is dashed into pieces beside son. Isn't that interesting? That's today's news. It was also about a time from almost 3,000 years ago. Women being raped and killed in a very brutal fashion with their little ones present. Verse 15, it will be done to you this way, Mighty One's ambush place, because of your evil. Most powerful prevails ruler will perish at dawn. So Israel's ruler will come to an end. And they did anciently. And that is going to happen again for Israel. All right, that brings us to the end of this chapter. I'll say a few concluding remarks. I've already commented on today's events, so I won't go there. But in conclusion, I'll remind you that we must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee lying. These are all main functions of our society today. We must flee coveting. Do we even know what that is? That's not like a letter of a law command. That's strictly getting into the intent of the direction Supreme gives us. We must flee stealing and all the other wrong behavior, the unethical behavior that we have gotten into. We must be being renovated or being converted, as I stated, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.